Thank you very much, Edith. It's only Blue Friday, and this is Radio 1, and it's Scott. I'm back, and can I just say, I can provide a doctor's note if you need me to. I was actually ill yesterday. I still feel rubbish today, so shut up. I know it may have sounded a little suspicious, because this is what happened the day before last.
Because Chopper's got having a day off because he doesn't want to report on Liverpool tomorrow.
Yeah.
I thought perhaps you could have a day off because Libby X has split up.
Have they?
Yeah. It was on the entertainment news this morning.
Oh, my God.
An excuse to have a day off, I think.
There you go.
Right, that's
come and
it.
Join me.
That's it. I'm taking tomorrow off. And so I did.
And you did.
Oh, my God. See, that does seem a bit whiffy, doesn't it?
It seems very, very suspicious, yeah.
Perhaps you could have a day off because Libby X has split up.
That's it. I'm taking tomorrow off. Not at all. It wasn't that.
But you did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did, but I'm not upset about Libby X.
But you still took the day off.
What?
You still took the day off.
I did take the day off because I wasn't feeling very well.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Both ends, if you want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Also, I was supposed to be seeing Moyles last night. And Comedy Dave predicted correctly by the sounds of it. He is actually psychic.
Scott Mills and I are meeting up one night this week, by the way. The countdown is on. Thursday night is Moyles and Mills.
He'll blow you out.
No, I think we're just having dinner.
What? Yeah, but that didn't happen, so more than that happened.
So that's two things that are looking a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, but...
You took a day off and pretended to be ill so you didn't have to go for a drink with Moyles.
No, I wouldn't do that. I was looking forward to that. And can I also say thank you to you for all the messages that you were leaving on my phone yesterday when I was trying to sleep.
Who are you thanking?
You.
I wasn't here.
And you.
Why are you thanking me?
Because it's clearly you.
I wasn't even here yesterday. It's got nothing to do with me.
No, but you arranged it.
I've got better things to do.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, let me just play you the messages that I had on my aunt's phone yesterday.
Okay.
Hello, Scott. It's Jessica here from Liberty X. Just pull yourself together. Things move on. We split up. New bands come and go. Just get over it and get back to work.
Now, that doesn't sound at all like Jessica to me.
Doesn't it?
No, not at all. Oh. And this sounds even less like Michelle.
Hi, Scott. This is Michelle Heaton from Liberty X. Unfortunately, you've probably heard on news this week that we split up, and I've heard that you're a bit upset about it. But hey, chin up. Don't worry, you'll always have our albums. Love you. Bye.
And they just kept coming.
That's yeah. Nice of her to leave.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't her, though, was it?
She's lost a bit of that Geordie twang, but, you know.
Now they get better.
Hi, Scott. It's Tony from Liberty X here. I wouldn't like you to be down in the dumps about this. I'd like to tell you now that I've got lots of solo work in the pipeline. So don't be sad, man. Happy days. Speak to you soon, laddie.
Laddie.
What the hell was that? Now, I know that you've got something to do with this, Laura. Even if you... Okay, maybe I'll rule you out of
thank
it.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
But it's
what
definitely
is
you.
My fault?
Listen to this one.
Hi, it's Kevin from Liberty X. Scott, I know you're really upset about us splitting up and stuff, but you just really got to get on with it. It's not, I mean, we're obviously all gutted, but it can't just keep affecting your life. You need to move on and move forward. No one's ever going to replace us, that's obvious, but you need to get back to work. Cheers, dude. Bye.
That wasn't even a bloke. Scott Mills.